You are listening to Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, and WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Now, wondering what the Pitt Golden Panthers will get Stan Saverin for Christmas, presents...
Mr. Science!
Ooh-wee!
Woo-hoo, Mr. Science!
Little Jimmy!
Yeah, it's me, Mr. Science. Boy, are we having a cold winter or what? Gee,
little
boy.
Jimmy, stifle yourself. Today is the last day of autumn, actually, whereas winter, the winter solstice, that is, little Jimmy, occurs tomorrow afternoon at 4:22.
Mr. Science?
Are you interrupting me, little Jimmy?
Well, Mr. Science, today isn't really the last day of autumn.
Don't do it, little Jimmy.
There'll be lots more days of autumn, like next year, for example.
Yeah. Some prepubescent preteen little Jimmy humor.
And tomorrow's not the first day of winter either, Mr. Science. There have been maybe millions of winter days before this one.
Yes. That's cute. I suppose my information about the sun being a mere 26 degrees above the southern horizon tomorrow afternoon during the winter solstice is accurate, though, eh, little Jimmy?
Well, Mr. Science, I gotta admit, you got that one right.
Yes. And as an apparent contradiction, little Jimmy, the sun is actually about 3 million miles closer to the Earth than it will be next summer. Is that right?
Well, you got that right, too, Mr. Science. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of things right, pretty much.
Uh-huh. Well, no one's perfect, little Jimmy, not even Mr. Science. For example, look at this large, powerful bulb on the Mr. Science Christmas tree, little Jimmy. It's out.
Yes.
Look at that. Yes.
Yes. But I could fix it, Mr. Science.
I have no doubt of that, little Jimmy. Feel free.
Okay. Let's see. Now, how does this thing work? Yeah. I just turned this out. Let me see here. Ah! Oh! Oh, my hamburger's just covered. Oh, my little hairs are on end. And my little nose is all lit up.
Great, little Jimmy. Maybe we can hang you on the Christmas tree.
Yeah, some Christmas.
Dwarf swine.
Mr. Science and Little Jimmy are presented on the O'Brien and Gary Show on the new Gold 96 FM by the last of the Scotch tape.
And by Fish Eggnog with Brandy.
The end.
Hi, I'm Mike Love of the Beach Boys. We don't know what tomorrow will hold, but for thousands of children suffering from juvenile diabetes, they know exactly what tomorrow will hold. 6 insulin shots and up to 12 finger sticks to check their blood sugar, and that's tomorrow and the next day and the next. Please join us in support of the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation and make the holidays merrier for some very sweet kids. Go to www.jdrf.org.
Ever wonder what the moon is made of? Or how your radio works? The answer can be found in everyday science. Take 2 minutes and tune in.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
Ever wonder why many hams are salty? The answer can be found in everyday science. Ham, which comes from the hind legs of a hog, doesn't start out salty. It gets that way after a process called curing. Many hams are cured by the manufacturer because curing makes hams taste better and last longer. Here, where ham is processed, we'll be able to bone up on how the curing process works. And it all starts with a specific mix of ingredients. There's salt, of course, and sodium ascorbate and sodium nitrite to preserve the ham's freshness and keep it from getting rancid when stored. There's also sugar to improve the taste. These ingredients are usually dissolved in water to form a curing brine. Brine is super salty water, and that salt binds chemically to the ham's water molecules, making water, which bacteria need to survive, unavailable to them. The nitrites also prevent the growth of some microorganisms. Notice that some of the brine is pumped into the ham, and the ham is soaked in the remaining brine for up to a week. Then it's packed and shipped to your local market. From here, it's onto your holiday table, after careful cooking, of course, to an internal temperature of 160 degrees. Thanks for letting us ham it up today, and for being a part of Everyday Science. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's National Education Program, making science make sense.
Welcome back to the second hour of the second Christmas special edition of Goffis' Golden Oldies, featuring Christmas holiday music from the 50s and 60s, with some bonus tracks and a splash of Christmas songs from our local Pittsburgh area artists. Coming up in the first set of hour two, later on, something from Dinah Shore, Brenda Lee, Louis Armstrong, Arthur Godfrey and his TV cast, and so many more. But first, this is Lena Horne.
We all know about Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But I don't know whether you remember one little reindeer the family really put down. I think he had a problem. I think he probably liked a little nip once in a while. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Ah, but then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? And then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Hey, Rudolph, baby, you got such a crazy nose. It shines so bright. I want you to take care of all my business tonight. And how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph, red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Sunset Strip. Somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight while the moon is bright. He's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the cornies of the girls and boys all day. Santa comes on big. He'll come a calling when the snow's the most, when all your cats are sleeping warm as toast, and Saint Nick, lays a lick on a peppermint stick. He come a flying from a higher place. He fill the stocking by the fireplace. So you, ever you, that's good. Thank you. smiling to the Sunset Strip. Somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight while the moon is bright. He's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the gonies of girls and boys. So dig, Santa comes on big. Come calling when the snow's the most. Cats are sleeping warm as toast. And you're gonna flip when the old Santa Nick plays a lick on a peppermint stick. He'll come a-flying from the higher place, fill the stockings by the fireplace. So you, ever you, that's good. Ever you, that's good. Yeah, cool yo.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. How's the party rocking around the Christmas tree? Have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Tracing the trees on the snow. Leap up, little friend, and fly down the stairs, for Christmas is waiting below. There's a tree in the room running over with stars that twinkle and sing to your eyes. And under the tree there are presents that say, unwrap me and get a surprise. Happy Christmas, little friend. May your heart be laughing all day. May your joy be a dream you'll remember as the years roll along on their way. As the years roll along on their way, you'll be showing your own kid a tree. Then at last, my friend, you'll know how happy a Christmas can be. How happy a Christmas can be. Then at last, my friend, you'll see how happy a Christmas can be. How happy.
Dinah Shore from the 1989 release of Nipper's Greatest Christmas Hits and Happy Christmas, Little Friend. Brenda Lee from the 2004 release of All-Time Christmas Favorites and Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Louis Armstrong from the 2012 release of Wonderful Christmas and Cool Yule is what Louis did. Arthur Godfrey and the TV cast from the 2007 release of Arthur Godfrey and His Friends, and they did White Christmas. Lena Horne from the 2008 release of Winter Wonderland, and she did Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Doug Goff is here with the second installment of the special Christmas programs in the Goff's Golden Oldie series. But of course, coming up around the bottom of the hour, the third and final classic episode today of Everyday Science. Helena Ruti is going to discuss where does chocolate come from? But I have some more festive holiday memories for you here later on. Something from Johnny Angel and the Halos, Jack Jones, Kate Smith, Henry Mancini, wow, and so many more. But first, these are the Beach Boys.
He's the man with all the toys.
Someone found a lighted house late one night, and he saw through the window a sight.
A big man in a chair, and little tiny men everywhere.
He's the man with all the toys. How thrilled that someone must have been. And he must have been tempted to go in.
He stayed out in the cold.
About the man with all the toys.
He's the man with all the toys.
The man with all the toys. He's the man.
Sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling.
Just hear them ring. Shoppers rush home with their treasures.
Snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big sale.
And above all this bustle, you hear silver bells. Silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring. Making spirits bright. Oh, what fun to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight. To ride in a one horse open sleigh.
You're listening to Goffus Golden Oldies on WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Till they find a gift, and if it is not good enough, their wives will sure be miffed. At Christmas you will get no points for exercising thrift.
Oh, tidings of worry and woe, worry and woe. Oh, tidings of worry and woe.
Let me explain how this game works. There's no way you can win. Whatever you gave her last year, you cannot give again.
It must be different and cost more,
or she will have you skinned.
Oh, tidings of worry and woe,
worry and woe.
Oh, tidings of worry and woe.
A gift certificate won't do.
It shows a lack of thought.
And cash is even tackier.
It says she can be bought.
The funny part is that she doesn't have to give you squat.
Oh, tidings of worry and woe,
worry and woe.
Oh, tidings of worry and woe.
Listen, the Eagle has landed.
Ever wonder what the moon is made of? Or how your radio works? The answer can be found in Everyday Science. Take 2 minutes and tune in. Ever wonder where decadent, delightful, delicious chocolate comes from? The answer can be found in Everyday Science. Chocolate comes from the beans of the tropical cacao tree, which grow inside leathery pods about the size of a cucumber. Here come the workers to cut off the pods. Notice that right now, our beans are a purple color, although they can be yellow and reddish too. Mmm, let's just take a little nibble, huh? Yuck, talk about bitter. These beans definitely need work, but that takes time and bacteria. After a few days, natural bacteria act on the beans, giving them a rich brown color and a distinct chocolatey aroma. Ah, now that's more like it. Now it's off to the factory. Here, our beans are roasted to improve their flavor. The nib, or the soft meat of the chocolate, contains about 50% cocoa butter and is the basis for all of our favorite chocolate products. But first, it has to be crushed. During the crushing process, heat and friction create a smooth, dark brown liquid, or unsweetened chocolate. That liquid can also be filtered, dried, and ground into cocoa powder. But we chocoholics know something is still missing. Sugar. And if it's milk chocolate, we also need to add milk. Then the mixture is heated to reduce any large fat crystals and give our chocolate its final velvety texture. Mmm, that certainly was a treat. Thanks for being a part of Everyday Science. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's National Education Program, making science make sense.
See, Santa Claus doesn't need any steps, honey. He when he comes, he brings the North Pole with him, and he slides down like a fireman.
Good, good.
And now, more music on Goffus Golden Oldies with your host, Doug Goffus.
Oh, what a Christmas.
2012 release of Wonderful Christmas, and from 1960, Don't Forget to Feed the Reindeer. Johnny Angel and the Halos from the 1992 release of Home for the Holidays, Volume 2, Please Come Home for Christmas. Off of that, Jack Jones from the 1995 release of Santa Mental Journey, Pop Vocal Christmas Classics, and his rendition of Jingle Bells. Kate Smith from the 2004 release of The Polar Express, the original soundtrack from that movie, and she did Silver Bells. Henry Mancini from the 1998 release of Celebrate Christmas and Away in a Manger. The Beach Boys started the set from the 1998 release of the Ultimate Christmas Album, Volume 4, and they did The Man with All the Toys. Doug Goff is here. Hope you're enjoying the festive holiday tunes during the second installment of this special Goffus Golden Oldies. And I have time for some more festive memories here before the end of today's program, like this one from Bobby Vinton.
The halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Troll the ancient Christmas carol, fa la 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 la. Thank you.
chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows some holly and some mistletoe. Well, they help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loading lots of toys and goodies in his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
Open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
From the 1998 release of Celebrate Christmas and Jingle Bells, the Count Basie Orchestra from the 2015 release of A Very Swingin' Basie Christmas, and they did Sleigh Ride. James Taylor from his 2006 release of At Christmas and the Christmas song off of that. Al Hurt from the 1989 release of Nipper's Greatest Christmas Hits. From 1965, he did Silver Bells. Bobby Vinton from the 2004 release of All-Time Christmas Favorites and Deck the Halls. And now it's time for that news again that all of us look forward to every week, some more than others. This program has been pre-recorded and edited for broadcast. See you next time for the third installment of the special Christmas edition of Goffus Golden Oldies, with this producer-host, Doug Goffus. And now, for a crisp and professional, goodbye, everybody!
This sucks. Shop.
Thinking that he didn't call anything.